right. So jump on the tours here, time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 27th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1309, Pope Clement V imposed excommunication and interdiction and a general prohibition of all commercial intercourse on the city of Venice after Venice had seized Ferrara, a papal fiefdom. When these punishments failed to have their intended effect, Clement preached a crusade against the Venetians, declaring that Venetians captured abroad might be sold into slavery like non-Christians. Ferrara was eventually retaken by a papal army led by the Pope's cardinal nephew, whose forces were accused of various atrocities, including the blinding of captives. Isn't religion fun? This day in 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon reached the northern end of the Bahamas on his first voyage to Florida. Charles I became King of England, Scotland, and Ireland, as well as claiming the title King of France on March 27th in 1625. On the orders of General Antonio López de Santa Anna, on today's date in 1836, the Mexican army massacred 342 Texas POWs at Goliad, Texas, during the Texas Revolution. The first international rugby football match took place on today's date in 1871 when Scotland defeated England in Edinburgh at Rayburn Place. 1896, Geronimo, the famed Apache warrior, surrendered to the US Army, ending the main phase of the Apache Wars. 18 people died in the shipwreck of the steamship St. Paul at Cape Moreton, Queensland, today's date in 1914. March 27th in 1915, Typhoid Mary was arrested and returned to quarantine on North Brother Island, New York, after spending 5 years evading health authorities and causing several further outbreaks of typhoid as an asymptomatic carrier. She would remain there for the rest of her life. How very appropriate for these current times we're living. Nikita Khrushchev became Soviet Premier on today's date in 1958, as well as First Secretary of the Communist Party. 1964, the Good Friday earthquake, the most powerful earthquake recorded in North American history at a magnitude of 9.2, struck South Central Alaska, killing 125 people and inflicting massive damage to the city of Anchorage. 1986, a car bomb hidden in a stolen 1979 Holden Commodore exploded outside the Russell Street Police Headquarters in Melbourne, causing massive damage and sending shrapnel ripping through the police station and surrounding buildings like a Claymore mine. The blast seriously injured 21-year-old police constable Angela Taylor, who died on the 20th April. Becoming the first Australian policewoman to be killed in the line of duty. 22 other people were also injured. Two men were convicted of murder and various other offences related to the bombing. The American FDA approved Viagra as a use for treatment for male impotence on today's date in 1998, the first pill to be approved for this condition in the United States. Hats off to that. 1999, the ALP government of Bob Carr was re-elected comfortably in New South Wales. And finally, March 27th in 2009, the dam forming Situ Gintung, an artificial lake in Indonesia, failed, killing at least 99 people. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Maria Rasputin, daughter of the Mad Monk. No, not Tony Abbott. Grigori Rasputin, born 1898. Quentin Tarantino is 57 this morning. Dreamboat, Nathan Fillion is 49. And Brenda Song, 32. And some famous musos: Pee Wee Russell, born 1906, Sarah Vaughan, 1924, Frog God, Tony Banks of Genesis is 70. We were hearing one from them, Follow Me, Follow You, but going out on someone different today. Derek McKenzie, Jamiroquai, 56, Mariah Carey, 50, The Fergalicious Fergie is 45, Jesse J, 32, and Kimbra, 30. But our ad on this one this morning. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. Going out to Andrew Farris of INXS, 61 today. Met singer Michael Hutchins after breaking up a fight in high school in which Hutchins was involved, and in 1976 Hutchins joined his band, Dr. Dolphin, as a songwriting team, Unstoppable. Farris co-wrote all but one of the band's top 40 hits in the US, and we are going out on one such example, Never Tear Us Apart, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER. And they could never...